Welcome to Shomar Shomar Nadav, she responds to Lunishmas Hanbeck of Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding what we come in Daf Tezvov. The Gemara Amud Beis, right before the Mishnah, brings Rabbi Nosson. Nosson says, Minayin Shaloi Gadil Odom Kelev Rabbi Toch Beisoy. How do you know a person should not have a bad dog in his house? Ve'al Yamid Tzulam Re'uva Toch Beisoy. He should not put a ladder which can fall in his house. Tomud Lo'im Re'ilun from the Pasuk Lo'i Sosim Domim Bevesecho. You should not put blood in your house. So if you look at the pasuk that Rav Nosson is referring to, the pasuk refers to a ma'ake. Kisiv nebayis chodosh v'sitha ma'ake l'gagecho. You have to put a ma'ake, you have to put a fence around the roof. And then the pasuk says, lo yisosim dom yibisecho. You won't put blood in your house. Kifal ha'pnoifil imenu. Okay, someone's going to fall from it and die, you're putting dom in the house. So here you see from here, speaking about a dog or a ladder. So the simple understanding is, because the pasuk has extra words. Pasuk says you have to put a fence around the roof. Make sure nobody should fall. Why does the Torah have to add v'loisosim domi beveisecho? It's coming to tell you other things. Don't not only the ma'akeh, not only the fence, but also other things in the house, like a dog, like a ladder. The Maharsha over here says, and this is how the Iyun Yaakov explains over here. This extra wording tells you the other things. The Maharsha adds more. Maharsha says, why can you learn and can infer just from the fact you have to put a mark, you have to put a fence, so you learn, you can't do anything to harm other people. So I'll tell you, I would think that a mark is for the people of the house. You have to make sure that people that live in the house will not get hurt. So you put a mark, you put a fence, and everybody in the house will not fall. But a dog, usually a dog does not harm the residents of the house. And a ladder, the residents of the house know how to be careful with a ladder. So this is the addition of Rav Nosson that says, Lo'isosim domi v'esecho, meaning not only for the people living in the house, also people outside of the house, they should also not get harmed. But the big theme is, isn't that part of v'shamartem oylan of shaseichem, you have to be careful not to harm people. Why do you need a special pasuk referring to the house? In addition, the Netziv, in the Emek and Netziv on the Sifri, he brings, and the Medrash there says, that if the house is less than four amos and four amos, we saw it also in the Gemara and the Bavli, you don't have to put a ma'akeh. But if the ma'akeh is in order to prevent people from getting harmed, why don't you have to put a fence around the roof, which is less than arba arba, like we have over here? Don't put a dog, don't put a ladder, don't make anything that could harm somebody. What is the extra limud over here in the pasuk? So the Tziv already concludes from this that you see it's a special din on the house. Meaning, in general, a person cannot have nezek anywhere. But when a person owns a house, there's a special mitzvah that the house should be without any nezikin. The house has to have a ma'akeh. The house has to have a ladder which cannot fall. The house should not have a bad dog. It's a din in the house, not a din in regular nezikin. And that's why with a house is less than 4x4, it doesn't have a shame house, it doesn't have this pasuk. Obviously, it has the other limudim of the nezikin. What is the message? What is the inyan that you have a special thing in the house not to have an Ezekiel? So the Vilna going here, and the Agadah of Baba Kamo, it starts with this daf, daf tezvon base. It's really a very long shtickle, speaking about from the beginning of the Masech to all the Mishnayos regarding the Ovos Ezekiel, and parts of this going we mentioned in the previous dapim. But in this Gemara, the Vilna going says the following idea. And we'll add a few additions that it's brought down in other places. The Vilna going says the following. The Adam has three parts of the neshama which are in his body. Kayadua, it's called Neran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. As the Vilna Gaon explains in Mishlei and other places, the Nefesh is the Nefesh HaBahamis, what is in the bottom of the Adam. Every animal has a Nefesh too. The Neshama is what Neshama comes from above, Neshama Shnasata B'Tohiri. That's what HaKadosh Baruch. The Ruach is the Adam himself who connects the Elyonim and Techtoinim. These three parts of the Neshama belong to three different parts of the body. The Nefesh, the Techtoinim, belongs to the Kaved, belongs to the liver, where the blood is. The Ruach, which is the middle that connects, is the heart. That's the Lev, Yemino Toitzis Chaim. And the Neshama belongs to the Moyach, to the brain, that's above. Says the Goyen, what the Gemara is telling us is, the connected each one of this Chilke Neshama, a person has a Yetzirah, and he has to protect himself in these three parts. The bottom part is the Nefesh, connected that it says a person should not have a Kelev Ra, bad dog in his house. The Kelev is the Azponim, is where you have no Gdusha. That's connected the bottom part, the Nefesh. We can add to it that we know the Kelev is the words kaved lev, liver, heart. Someone starts on the liver, that's the itzar from the bottom. And keneged the itzar, a person should not have a kelev rabatuch pesach. Keneged the neshama above, that's on top, it says that a person should have a ma'ake, should have a fence to protect there above, keneged the itzar that comes against the neshama. And keneged the middle part, the connector, that's the ladder. The ladder connects from the bottom floor to the top floor. The ladder connects from the nefesh to the neshama. That's connected to ruach, and connected there you have another yitzhara, and that's the idea to take away the mezikin of these yitzharas that Adam has. So you may, this is all learned from the pasuk. The pasuk says protect the house. The house refers to the Adam. The Adam is nimshal here to a house. And it says the Adam has the top, the bottom, the middle. He has to protect himself for all yitzharas, the yitzhara that goes against the above, against the bottom, against the middle. And that's the remez over here. He should have a kelevra, connected to the bottom. Can have a sulam ruach, connected to the middle. He should have a makik, connected to the top. It's all in one pasuk, all learned from the same place. And it's all special protection of the house, meaning of the Adam. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotzogu, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.